Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Today's episode is all about the Galaxy of Lights at the Huntsville Botanical Garden. And our guest today is Anna Beck, Director of Communications and Special Projects at the Huntsville Botanical Garden. Thank you so much for being here today, Anna.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you about the Galaxy of Lights.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Anna has been with the garden for almost 4 years, and currently she leads the marketing communications team as the Director of Communications and Special Projects. So now that we know a little bit about you, do you want to tell us some more about yourself?
Sure. So that's right. I lead the marketing and communications team here at the garden, which means that I have the pleasure and the privilege of sharing all that we do here at the garden with our various audiences. You know, everything that the garden does is about connecting people with plants. And so we have a lot of different branches of things that go into that. You know, we have events like Galaxy of Lights, we have daytime exhibits, we have education classes, we of course have daytime admission that allows guests to come and just enjoy the beauty of the garden. And so it's my job to share that with everyone and make sure that everyone knows what we're up to.
Yeah, well, you do a great job.
Oh, well, thank you.
And the Botanical Garden is one of my favorite places in the area, and the Galaxy of Lights is always a must during Christmas time for me. So
I love to hear that.
Yes, it's so much fun. Well, all right, let's jump right in. Tell us about the Galaxy of Lights.
Sure. So Galaxy of Lights is an annual holiday light event that happens here at the Huntsville Botanical Garden every year. We are in our 27th year now, and so it has been going for quite some time. It's really become a holiday tradition for the entire region. Gives guests the opportunity to experience these beautiful light displays, whether they're walking or they're driving. We offer both ways to experience Galaxy. And you can just come out, you can make memories with your friends and family at the holiday season, see the garden when it's all decked out for the holidays, and, you know, really just share in the magic. It's such a special time of year here.
27 years. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
That is incredible. Gosh, that is so incredible. Well, tell us when the Galaxy of Lights opens each year.
Sure. Galaxy of Lights always opens in November. And so between November and December, we offer both walking and driving experiences. So those dates might shift year to year, but you always have the chance to either walk through the lights or drive through.
Okay. All right. So tell us, what is so special about the walking nights versus the driving nights?
That is a great question. I love this question because they are two very different experiences and they are both fabulous in their own way. You know, walking nights gives you the chance to kind of have that immersive, up close and personal experience. Mm-hmm. We've really incorporated some new technologies into the walking experience over the past few years. And so there's some special effects that you get to experience as well. You have the opportunity to get concessions, so you can get hot cocoa, sweet treats, that sort of thing as you walk through the lights. And that just gives you the opportunity to really be immersed in the experience in that way. And then driving nights have the opportunity to kind of create your own experience in the comfort of your own car. Mm-hmm. So we love seeing all the creative ways that people create their own driving nights traditions. We have seen families come through the lights in their cars in matching pajamas. We've seen people who bring, you know, hot chocolate and cookies for everyone to share in the car. I have heard of people who even buy like a drive-through pizza before they come to Galaxy and then pass around the pizza in the car so they can eat dinner while they drive through. It's a totally different kind of experience, and it is just as wonderful in its own way. So we love those two different opportunities, walking and driving.
Yeah, that is so cool. I know we used to always, you know, round up the family and hop in the car and drive through. And then when the walking night started, I think that's probably my favorite. Because like you said, you know, it's just, it's such a different experience. It's immersive. You can go at your own pace, you know, get those treats, get all kinds of photo ops. So yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
The Icicle Forest is my favorite. I love it. Every year it's like, oh, the Icicle Forest, the deer.
It is definitely a fan favorite, I would say. Yeah. There's something special about it, definitely.
Yeah, it's just magical, so magical. Well, tell us about the dog walking nights, because we know we have a lot of fans out there who love to take their little furry friends out there. Tell us about those nights.
Yes. So designated nights during walking nights, you are allowed to bring your dog. So you can bring those furry pals along. This year, for example, it is every Monday and Tuesday during walking nights. And so every Monday and Tuesday, bring your dog along. You can explore the lights with them. We like that because it is an opportunity to extend, you know, the family tradition to your furry family as well.
Yeah. That's so cool. So what are some of the fan favorite attractions at the Galaxy of Lights? We know mine is the Icicle Forest.
Yes, that is definitely high up on the list for everyone, for returning visitors and first-time visitors. Like I was mentioning, we've incorporated some really neat new elements into the walking experience. For example, if you haven't been in the past few years, we have introduced, in addition to the fake snow that's really popular in the Icicle Forest, we have fobbles. So that would be a combination of fog and bubbles. They are so cool. They come up into the air and you pop them and they explode into a tiny little puff of smoke. And so then that smoke kind of adds to the ambiance of the lights that you're walking through. And so that's a really fun interactive feature that we've incorporated recently in the past couple of years. And it's definitely become a fan favorite.
Yeah, that was really cool. I remember last year, I think that might have been the first year for them and going through there and seeing all the bubbles. And then I accidentally popped one and found out, you know, that it, you know, made a little puff of smoke. And I felt like a little kid. I mean, here I am, a grown woman. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
The fobbles are an excellent example of something that are not just for kids.
Yeah.
We see, you know, the squeals of delight and the laughter from children and adults alike over there. That is for sure.
Yeah. It was very, very cool. Are there any other new additions to the Galaxy of Lights this year?
Yes, definitely. You know, we have an incredible team of staff and volunteers that work all year long to make sure that they are creating the best experience possible and introducing new features that will surprise and delight our guests, whether they come every single year or whether this is their very first time. And so we have definitely incorporated some new elements this year, just like we strive to do every year. Mm-hmm. We talked about the fobbles, which are definitely very popular. At Walking Nights this year, we also have a new 150-foot tunnel of lights, which is really incredible. You know, it dances to the music and you're walking through and you're practically surrounded on all sides because it's truly a tunnel. And so that has quickly become very popular as well. This year we have illuminated swings as well. We have new professional photo opportunity. The walking experience goes through the Damson Aquatic Garden, which is a major feature of the garden in the daytime. And this is the first time we've incorporated it into Galaxy of Lights this year too. So there are a lot of new surprises that you can enjoy this year. It's really something special.
Oh, wow. That is so cool that it's something different each year that just makes you, you just have to keep going back and seeing what's new, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So y'all do a race as well. So tell us, if we love to run or walk, how can we get involved in that?
Definitely. We have a 5K race and a 3K fun run for Galaxy of Lights. So those are totally unique opportunities to experience the lights in even another way. Whether you are a runner or you just want to walk with your friends, you can go through the lights for the 5K or the 3K. The 5K race is a timed event and there are age group awards. And then the 3K fun run happens one day later. And at that event, we welcome strollers. It's not a timed event, but we have, you know, a big party with treats at the end of it. And so it's still a really fun opportunity to get outside, get some exercise, and see Galaxy.
Yeah, that is so cool that there's so many different ways that you can enjoy the Galaxy of Lights.
Yes, there definitely are.
That is cool. Well, tell us, what is your favorite part about the Galaxy of Lights?
That is a great question. And you would think that after all this time, I'd have an answer prepared. And every single time, I can't quite choose one. I definitely love the immersive features. I love any time that I am totally surrounded by the lights. So like you were talking about, the Icicle Forest kind of gives you that feeling. I love our new tunnel of lights that has lights on all sides. I really love that feeling of being totally immersed in the experience.
Yeah, that is a really cool thing of just being surrounded by the lights. That is
Yes, it's something you really can't get anywhere else. It's really neat.
Yeah, I love the immersive experiences as well, where you feel like you're just completely surrounded by the lights. It's just, again, it's just magical.
I completely agree.
Yeah, just to be surrounded by all of that. Well, speaking of immersive lights, how many lights are there approximately at the Galaxy of Lights?
That is a very good question. There are a lot. That's my, you know, unofficial answer. But let me tell you some of the numbers that go behind Galaxy of Lights here. Okay. So when Galaxy first opened, we actually started with just 25 light displays.
Oh, wow.
And now Galaxy features over 170 wireframe displays, as well as over 120,000 channels of RGB light along our walking nights.
Wow.
It takes over 12 miles of extension cords, 8 miles of connecting cable, and 200 controllers to bring Galaxy of Lights to life. It really is a very high-tech operation. There's a lot that goes into it, and our team of staff and volunteers do an incredible job bringing that all together.
Wow. I mean, 12 miles of extension cords.
Can you believe that?
And I feel like I have a lot of extension cords when I just put the lights on my bushes in the front yard. It's nowhere near 12 miles. That is absolutely mind-blowing. I cannot believe that it started with 25 light displays and now it's grown to what it is now. So could you give us a little recap of how it began and how it came to be what it is today?
Yes, yes. Isn't that just wild? You know, Galaxy first opened in 1996. And like I said, there were just 25 light displays. It was a driving only experience. So we hadn't even introduced walking nights yet. But with, you know, the really hard work of our volunteers, with the support of the community, with the growing staff and the growing garden, we were able to continue to add to that experience and really build it up into what it is today. So much of Galaxy is thanks to the support of the community, people who have volunteered, people who have sponsored, people who have bought tickets and, you know, brought it into their own holiday traditions and made it a part of their holiday activities. And so we are where we are because of the support of our community and the region, and it's going to continue to grow. I can't wait to see what the next 25 years are.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. It'll be 24 miles of extension cords and double the lights.
Absolutely.
We can only hope, right? Well, that is just absolutely incredible. And like I said, I know it is part of my holiday tradition every year. And I can't wait to get back out there this year to add that to my festivities.
Yes, we can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
It's definitely a year you don't want to miss.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for being here today. Will you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media?
Absolutely. You can find us at HSV Garden on Instagram and Twitter, and Huntsville Botanical Garden on Facebook.
Okay. So make sure that you're giving the garden a follow on those social channels. I know they give updates as far as weather updates on there as well. So you want to make sure that you're following that so you can stay up to date with everything that's going on.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. Well, North Alabama's social media platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.